Welcome to TNT's Will Podcast, the official companion podcast of the TNT series Will. I'm your host, Michael Wood. Each week we'll have an in-depth discussion about the latest episode of the show with its creator and executive producer, Craig Pearce. Okay, episode 9.
Yes.
Play the Devil. Play the Devil.
Yes.
And it begins with a powerful reminder of how close you were to death, always in Elizabethan London. Mm. You know, we're looking out on the streets now of Soho, and the idea of these teeming streets of the suburbs of Elizabethan London being struck down by plague, and you know, 10% of the population die.
Yeah.
You're marking the doors. The theatres are closed. We can't have 3,000 people squashed together. No. Do you think they lived, and you would guess this from watching the shows, do you think they lived life more intensely?
Yeah.
Because you never knew when death was going to take you.
Live fast, die young, leave a pox-ridden corpse. I think they did live life more intensely. I mean, you go, you know this, Michael, very well. You go to any third world, you know, poor area, and people are living lives so passionately and with such energy and vigor, because there isn't the kind of the comfort and the ease and the feeling like, oh, you know, I'll do that in 5 years' time. No, you have to do it today because you may not be here tomorrow. And that's, that was one of the things that we wanted to really, myths we wanted to explode with the show. You know, I think that kind of jeopardy and potential danger makes you live your life more passionately and more voraciously. But yes, it was a constant danger. But, you know, if Elizabethans knew about car accidents, you know, that we have today, they'd be horrified. What do you mean you drive around in these machines really, really fast and quite regularly you smash into each other, have these horrific injuries and quite often die? I mean, you know, everything is in context. It was just a part of life.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want at all to pluck out the heart of your mystery, Craig,
okay.
But, you know, one of the big characters that lies behind the whole series is the city of London itself. Mm. And I mean, that's quite a thing to imagine as the creator and producer of a series and writer of a series like this, isn't it?
Yes.
How you imagine the city of London. Mm. And I don't want you to expect you to reveal all your secrets, but, you know, it's incredibly vividly imagined.
Mm.
And often we go into real buildings with great, you know, the halls lit by candlelight, the magic and mystery of it. But the streets too, how do you set about that?
Well, I guess,
did you build a set?
Well, I guess sort of stepping back from that conceptually, when I was writing the show, the very first episode of the show, and actually coming up with how it would look and feel, I'd just been to India for the first time, and I'd spent 6 weeks traveling around India, and I was just struck by the vibrancy of the way people lived and the way, you know, very poor people would express themselves through beauty. You know, they paint their door a vivid blue just because it was beautiful and it meant something to them, or the clothes that they would wear, or, you know, they'd wear every bit of wealth they had on their body in jewelry. And just being in those streets, I really thought, well, Shoreditch would be more like that than our kind of boring conception of a, you know, most period films where you build a set and you have a wide shot and the camera slowly cranes down so you can see all of the set that has been built. And I wanted to look at it with a modern energy. You know, you just catch things as they pass, and the camera's moving and it's with life. And then, of course, Shaker came on, and he was very much of that mind. And he's Indian by birth. So there was a great marriage of minds there in our thinking of the visual aspects of the show. We had two incredible production designers, John Meyer, Academy Award-winning production designer for films like Chicago and Memoirs of a Geisha, was the production designer of the pilot. And then, you know, we had quite a long few months hiatus while we worked out if we were greenlit. John went off to do other work, and an incredible English production designer called James Foster came on. And you know, James was the kind of production designer who just never said no. And you know what it's like making something. It can be very tough at times because you're always fighting schedule and budget. And we had a 5-acre backlot in the studio in Wales, actually, where we shot. And we constructed various parts of Shoreditch. We constructed the exterior of the theatre, various streets in London on that very muddy, usually cold backlot. And then we had four sound stages also in the same studio, and we built our indoor sets like the theatre that you see there. That's completely a standing three-dimensional set, wonderful set to play on, wonderful set to be in. And you know, our extras, we had days where we had hundreds and hundreds of extras, and they would love being on that set because it felt so special to them, and they really felt a part of that world. And you know, the way the world technically is created, it's a marriage of a whole lot of things. I mean, sometimes we went on location to stately houses. Sometimes it was a mixture of some green screen and some real elements, built sets, you know, a whole kind of matrix and jigsaw of how you put a world together like that.
It runs together seamlessly, actually. I mean, you really do feel you can run off your street on your set straight into some fabulous Elizabethan building.
Yeah.
And it really feels like a real world.
Well, in our backlot, you could. I mean, a lot of those sets, you could walk from the street into the set and play inside the set and walk back out the other door and go upstairs. And it was incredible. I mean, James Foster built all of that and just did a remarkable job.
And it's a crucial thing, isn't it? You're going to watch for 10 hours. You want it to feel real. And I must say, you know, I've spent my life as a historian as well as a filmmaker, and I'm forever asked at public events, you know, if you could go back to one period of history, what would it be? And the answer is 1590s London.
Yeah,
you know, there's something about it.
Yeah.
And you realise it brilliantly. Okay, last question about for episode 9. I can't stop without turning to the group themselves.
Mm.
Shakespeare's company are just one of the... It's like the Magnificent Seven, isn't it?
Sure.
You know, they're one of the greatest bunches of people in history, aren't they?
They are.
The most dynamic, creative...
Crazy.
They're crazy.
Visionary.
Incredible solidarity, haven't they?
Yeah.
They work together, they grow up together, they live together, they stand by each other, and that's a wonderful story, isn't it? I mean, I love the Burbages.
Yeah.
The Burbages become a great characters in the film, don't they?
Yes.
I love their marriage, I like their parenting, and I like their cantankerous eventual always going with the right way, you know.
The
company are great.
Well, they're the family of the show. I mean, very much in conceiving the show, you know, especially with long form television, because there has to be a world that you as an audience want to come back to week after week and tune into. And whether it's the Waltons, Little House on the Prairie, Shameless, Mad Men with the advertising company, The Sopranos with, you know, the family. You want a group of people that represent family at large, because all of us, whether by division or incorporation, family is so important to all of us. And the theatre company are the family. Of course, Will has his biological family who come in and out of the show. But really, as an adult, his real family become his creative life. And so, as well as the great historical characters like William Kemp, the brilliant comedian Richard Burbage, who went on to become the greatest actor of his generation, arguably, with Edward Elaine, I wanted to create an archetype of a family and for Will to be a part of that, because I think, you know, that's what a theatre company is like, really. I mean, that's what it's like making anything that's tough, film, television. You know, you're in the trenches, you're bonded by this creativity, and you do become a family to each other.
Great. Well, look, you've left us on tenterhooks with the denouement of the performance of Richard III, which will be next time.
Thank you.
Join me next Tuesday for an all-new episode of TNT's Will Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to TNT's Will Podcast in the Apple Podcasts app, and please leave a rating and a review while you're there. And remember, Will is all new Mondays at 9 on TNT. I'm Michael Wood. Thanks for listening.